Here is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Hello again and welcome to Folk Music Worldwide. With us today on Folk Music Worldwide is two members of the Modern Folk Quartet. And as we usually do, let's get right to a sample of their music, a song called Yes, I See.
There's a battle raging somewhere,
and its thunder shakes the ground.
Terrible silence when it's over, only death makes such a sound.
And I see,
yes, I see,
yes, I see,
yes, I see,
on the last day of July. And I see,
yes, I see,
yes, I see,
yes, I see,
on the last day of July.
Clouds are gathering, storm is coming, there's a tempest drawing near. When the darkness has passed over, then the new day will appear.
Because I see,
oh yes I see,
yes I see,
oh yes I see,
on the last day of July.
Because I see,
oh yes I see,
yes I see,
oh yes I see,
on the last day of July.
Something's moving in the shadows. What is this that's drawing by? It's the Reaper, moving silent. Must be someone's time to die.
You know I see,
you know I see,
yes I see,
you know I see,
on the last day of July.
You know I see,
you know I see,
oh I see,
you know I see,
on the last day of July.
And I see,
yes I see,
yes I see,
yes I see now,
on the last day of July.
Now I see,
yes I see,
oh I see,
yes I see,
on the last day.
Yes, I See is done by the Modern Folk Quartet. Now, in our studios at Radio New York Worldwide today are Chip Douglas and Tad Diltz of the Modern Folk Quartet. Let me introduce them to you. First, Chip Douglas.
Hello, Alan. Nice to be here.
And Tad Diltz.
Hi, Alan.
Tad, perhaps you can tell us something about the other two guys who aren't here, and also about you two as well.
Okay. The two that aren't here are Cyrus Faryar and Jerry Yester. And actually, the group got together in Honolulu about a year ago. We started with three of us, Cyrus and Chip and myself, had met in Honolulu at Cyrus's coffee house a number of years ago. And then just about a year ago, we formed a trio and came over to the West Coast, to California, where we found Jerry and decided to make a quartet. And then we sort of settled on the style of music that we wanted. We all sort of had an idea, you know, as to where we wanted to go with folk music, and we decided on the name, and that's how we got started.
Well, now, talking about this name, the Modern Folk Quartet, first off, is there any connection between you and the Modern Jazz Quartet, which has such a similar name?
No, none whatsoever. We decided on that name because it sort of described best what we wanted to do. We wanted to do folk songs with sort of four-part modern chords to them, something that would bring it up to date.
Well, tell me something. What would be a good example of a modern folk song that you do this way?
Well, I think probably the ballad, It Was a Very Good Year, has some of the four-part sound that we're trying to get to.
All right. Before we play that, is there anything you'd want to say about it, or should we just put it on now?
About It Was a Very Good Year? Well, it was written by Irwin Drake. He also wrote...
I believe. It's written a couple of... pop tunes other than I Believe, I think. I don't know the names offhand, but it's an original composition, sort of an up-to-date modern folk song, you might call it.
Well, okay, thank you, Chip, for bailing us out of that one. And at this point, why don't we play It Was a Very Good Year by the Modern Folk Quartet.
When I
was 17. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stairs with perfumed hair that came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines, their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35, but now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year. It was a very good year.
Modern Folk Quartet doing It Was a Very Good Year. Chip, perhaps you can tell us something in terms of further about that song, and also one other question. I notice that's somewhat serious. Is a lot of your material serious, or do you do some light material, or what?
Well, It Was a Very Good Year is a, I guess one of the most dramatic things we do. Not really, we do some other things like it, but a better example of a light, bouncy song would be Sassafras, written by a fellow named Billy Ed Wheeler. He also wrote a couple other tunes on the Hit Parade, I think, lately. But Sassafras is very light and bouncy. I think you might like it. Tad, could you add anything to that?
Well, you might say that Billy Ed Wheeler, who wrote Sassafras, wrote, let's see, what did he write? Desert Pete, and he wrote The Reverend Mr. Black, and several songs that have done fairly well.
Would anyone like to explain just precisely what Sassafras is for any listeners
Sassafras,
who don't know?
Sassafras is an old beverage, I believe. It's a sort of the forerunner of the modern pop drinks, I think. Chip?
I think it's Sassafras is a tea, root of some kind, yeah. A root of some plant. I guess it's a sassafras plant. It's a, I'm not sure about that. Yeah, that's right. And it was ground up and made into some kind of a pop at first, soda pop, you know, I guess like...
Sarsaparilla?
Yeah, something like that. But then it was also used in a tea form, so it's called Sassafras Tea. And the song is kind of a almost a play on words, you know. It's just a little almost nonsensical thing.
Well, something tells me we better stick to music and stay away from roots and beverages. So let's get back to music. Here's Sassafras, as done by the Modern Folk Quartet.
Mm-hmm. tall grass. A little bitty woman called Sassafras. A wiggle in her walk and a tickle in her talk and a funny way of putting on the class. They say white lightning's in a jar, clear as the water, but it's hot as fire. That may be true, but I'm telling you, glass won't hold Sassafras. So tell all the neighborhood boys, I'm the one making all the noise. 'Cause a little bit of tea knocked the heart out of me, and that cup of tea was Sassafras. First time I kissed her in the city park, bells started ringing and it got dark. The army and the navy couldn't keep the people calm, they thought it was a hydrogen bomb. Next day I took her to the swimming hole, kissed her in the water and don't you know, steam from the water rose high as the sky and the old swimming hole went dry. So tell all the neighborhood boys, I'm the one who's making all the noise. 'Cause a little bit of tea knocked the heart out of me, and that cup of tea was Sassafras. I'm very sorry, gotta go now. Me and my baby gonna take a bow. Gonna get married, gonna raise a family, gonna raise them on Sassafras tea. So tell all the neighborhood boys, I'm the one making all the noise. 'Cause a little bit of tea knocked the heart out of me, and that cup of tea was Sassafras. A little bit of tea knocked the heart out of me, and that cup of tea was Sassafras.
Sassafras by the Modern Folk Quartet. And we'll be back with more music by the Modern Folk Quartet, and again talking to Ted Dillitz and Chip Douglas right after this message. All right, this is Alan Wasser again, back on Folk Music Worldwide. As you regular listeners to the show know, that it's at this point that I usually make a pitch for more letters. Instead, I just want to read you excerpts of two letters I've gotten that I think are so good that I want to make some mention of it, or at least so flattering, one or the other. One is a letter from Bob Baelzer in London, England, and Bob provides some information that some of you may have wondered about. On a show not too long ago, you'll recall, we had Paul Evans. And he was somewhat confused about one song he did called Slack Your Rope, Mr. Hangman. And I asked him where it came from because I didn't know, and Paul didn't either. Well, Bob provides the information. He quotes from one of the books he has on it and says that this British ballad dates back to the 15th century, when a crime of any kind could be paid off with money even at the foot of the gallows. In this particular version, it's a girl who's being hanged for stealing the bishop's ball and chain. And this is his quotation, and Paul Evans didn't know, and Paul Evans is doing it as though it's a guy being hanged. But anyway, now our listeners know. The other letter is from Andy Hines in Honduras. And this one is the one I referred to as being flattering. In fact, I feel a little bit embarrassed reading it, but I get a great deal of pleasure out of it. And thank you very much, Andy. He says, I immensely enjoyed your program today. That's Saturday, January 25th. I haven't been able to hear it for several weeks, and it was good to be able to listen to your delightful program again. Thank you. I'm at home late on Saturday afternoons now, and I also think that 22:30 GMT is a better hour, at least for Honduras. I'm not sure about Europe. He asks about my daughter, Debbie, and he says, ask how well she's doing, and yes, she's great. She's standing up now and beautiful, if I do say so myself. And he says one other thing. He says, many of your songs today were old favorites of mine, especially Banana Boat and Tom Dooley. And performed by the Tarriers, they sounded wonderful. Keep it up. Well, thank you very much, Andy Hines and Bob Baelzer, and we will try and get the Tarriers back on again, since Andy likes them that much. And maybe we better stay away from Paul Evans for a while for Bob Baelzer. But thank you both very much. The rest of you who want to write in, please do. Write in to me, Alan Wasser, or to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York Worldwide, 4 West 58th Street, New York, 19, New York, USA. If you miss the address, Mel Burnham will give it to you again at the end of the program. These letters, by the way, can contain complaints, praise, anything you want, and I will be very pleased to get it. And it's the only way we have of knowing how many people are out there listening. Well, back to the Modern Folk Quartet. Before we run out of time, Chip, perhaps you'd like to suggest a good traditional song we can do here. Go back into the music.
Well, let's see. I would think the best traditional song on the album, or the one I like best, is Swing Down Chariot, which I think is a was originally a Negro spiritual dating way, way, way back. And it's on Band 1, Side 1, I believe.
Well, all right. The first song in the album, Swing Down Chariot.
Swing low, swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me.
Don't you swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I got a home on the other side.
When Ezekiel stepped out to the middle of the field, he saw an angel working on that chariot wheel. But old Zeke wasn't real fussy about working on the wheel. He just wanted to see how the chariot feel.
Why don't you swing that chariot stop and let me ride? Swing that chariot stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I got a home on the other side.
My dear old mama's in the promised land. I can't wait till I can take a hand. Not to take a lot about taking a hand.
Chariot stop and let me ride. Swing on down, sweet chariot stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy.
Swing Down Chariot, done by the Modern Folk Quartet. Tad Dillitz, you guys got together in Hawaii. Is there anything Hawaiian about your music?
Hawaiian? Well, no, not on this album. There are a couple of Hawaiian songs that we have done from time to time, and Tahitian songs. We were just over there for various reasons. Cyrus and Chip lived over there, and I was going to school at the time. And we all became interested in folk music at the same time, and we were all kind of isolated. Being over there in Honolulu, there weren't any other folk acts around. There wasn't much folk music going on, except, of course, for the Hawaiian, you know, type. And we just got together, for, you know, through this mutual interest and learned about folk music together.
There's one thing that surprises me here. I see a song, Road to Freedom. Mm-hmm. I know Hawaii is the state with the most multiracial integration in the United States. And
that's
the
true,
least
yeah.
problems. How come you guys are doing a freedom song coming out of Hawaii?
Well, we'd been on the mainland here for some time before we did learn this song. This song was written by John Stewart of the Kingston Trio. And we liked what he had to say in the song, and that's why we put it on the album.
Are you doing anything different with it than the trio does?
Yes, I believe so. With four voices, we're bound to do something different because that's what we're trying to do with every song, you know.
Well, why don't we hear your version of Road to Freedom as done by the Modern Folk Quartet.
I'm gonna walk that road that we walked along before many years ago, and we'll walk 100 more. Turn and look over there.
see there are many more who would die for liberty. And we're coming one by one, you can see us two by two. Every time you turn around, another's coming through. So we'll sing it long and proud, so everyone will know that the road to freedom is a long, long way to go. I'm gonna walk that road that we walked along before many years ago, and we'll walk 100 more. And we're coming one by one, you can see us two by two. Every time you turn around, another's coming through. So we'll sing it long and proud, so everyone will know that the road to freedom is a long, long way to go.
The Road to Freedom, done by the Modern Folk Quartet, and we are flat out of time. Tad Dillitz and Chip Douglas, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Great music. Maybe we'll do another show with you guys sometime soon.
Well, I hope so.
Fine. Thank you again. This is Alan Wasser saying so long for Folk Music Worldwide.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19, USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.
Together, hand in hand.